Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
I'm looking for a little bit of help from outside,
a physical delivery. You know, have a whole package, but then lead with a $97 package that you work JVs with everybody on.
Right, that's a good idea, yeah.
And that gets you 1,500 to 2,000 customers, of which you'll convert probably about 12% to your, over time. Let's say if you've got 1,500 customers that have bought your first thing, they will convert about 12% or 180 customers that will then buy, you know, your $397 item, which is a $71,000 profit.
Right, yeah, they're all great ideas. You know, you and I both know it's just a factor of time, you know, and I just got to make the time and do all these things. Those are great ideas. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you charge for your consulting to your consulting clients? How do you offer your consulting?
Well, really, right now the way that I do it is I have two levels. One is $1,000 a month where I'm actively involved with helping the person. I mean, where literally I'm hands-on figuring out stuff with them, where they need a lot of figuring out close help. And really, I only can work with about four or five of those people at a time because it demands a lot of time. And what I inevitably end up doing is in spots rewriting copy, you know, suggesting, oh, this is what the graphics should look like, really getting involved with them. And I normally don't work with them anymore in about 3 months because I just get wore out. It's just a demanding relationship.
Right.
Then the other thing that I do is my on-demand coaching is $500 a month, and basically what we do is we have two organized calls or two, you know, official calls a month. One on the first week and then we skip a week, and then the next week, and then I'm available by phone and email throughout the entire month. Help you work on specific projects, or if you know you have specific ideas and things like that that you want to develop, I can support you with that.
Okay.
Primarily, the people who get the best results in working with me are people who are selling information and who have unleveraged assets or products that they can quickly create, and they just need some coaching on how they can best leverage it fastest.
Right.
Like, you know, what I would suggest is, you know, don't even worry about creating, for example, your big product right now. You could have the $97 product together and launched in 3 days. You've already got all the elements. All you've got to do is just repackage them.
Right.
You know, and put them on a page that's password protected. And so you've got about 4 hours into it. And you roll it out there to the market that's out there in the ClickBank world, okay? And that $97 product, even if you're paying, you know, 50% on it, you know, you sell 500 copies, you know, pretty
right.
Good cash flow.
What, I mean, would you want to give me a quote if you were to do that for me? If you were to, I don't know if you have the time available, but to organize that, I've got all the transcripts. I've got all the audio recordings. I've got most of the copy done somewhere or another on my site. I'd love to get that ClickBank set up. I don't have the patience to do it. That's why I'd be willing to pay somebody to do it for me.
Well, typically, here's what's involved, just so you know. To launch out a turnkey product like that, my typical fee is $3,500. And the reason is because, basically, I do the whole thing for you. The only other option that I might consider is JV, where, you know, we split a portion of the profits. My hard costs, just so you know, to get good graphics and a cover, my hard costs are somewhere around $400 to $500, only because I don't deal with these cheapy cover designers online. I get real good-looking stuff affiliates would love to have on their website. And what you get, you know, in the package, you know, my other costs are just time and the writing and pulling together all the elements and writing the affiliate tools, because the affiliate tools are the thing that really make it go. And so for that, my fee's $19.97, and then, you know, I want, you know, basically 15%.
What I have is definitely, there's nothing else out there like it. If you wanted to set something up and promote me and create a package for my audio recordings and do it all, I'll give you 100% of it.
So why would you do that?
Because I'm interested in number one, I'd be happy with just the back end. If you can get it out there with the ClickBank community, like you say, you know, I'll have exposure to my site. It gives me the opportunity to sell my consulting services, my product, and that exposure would be worth it to me.
Sure.
I mean, it's just an idea. That would be worth it to me. You can't pay people to listen to you. I mean, when this CD, to a guy who's interested in learning, it's infectious. There's something about the way I've set this up and the way my recordings are. They're almost like people looking through a keyhole and being a voyeur. That voyeurism aspect is something that drives people to listen to 65 hours, and sometimes
right.
Not once, but twice. I mean, I get people all the time, Mike, I've listened to your CD. They live with it. They sleep with it. And
right.
That's the effect these recordings have on people. Maybe part of it's me and my personality, my down-to-earth style when I'm talking to people, and that it's real, you know. It's not fancied up, you know, slicked up promotion. Now, in those recordings, I'm always selling, too. I'm selling that listener on Michael Finoff and on products that I have on the site and on the idea that furthering their education on marketing is a great investment and on a number of other things that will bring money in down the road for me.
When you talk about putting together that type of situation, are you talking about selling the front-end product or selling the back-end product?
I'm talking about you setting up the ClickBank and creating out of what I have on my site whatever you think would be a good, nice front-end product. What you were explaining with the one-page site with the ClickBank people for $97. You setting that up and selling that, and you can keep 100% of it. Now, you don't have to give me an answer now. It's an idea, but I'm open to that if that's something you think your time investment would be worth.
The biggest issue for me is that, you know, the time investment and, you know, I mean, there's a hard cost investment for me of about, you know, $800 or $900 to get the thing going.
Right.
And I'd have to look at, see, you can always, the person who creates something can always sell it 100 times better. You know, I tell people all of the time, you know, you talk about hiring somebody to copyright for you. Truthfully, you should write your own copy and just hire somebody to dress it up, because nobody can sell it like you can. What I would want to do is I would want to hear the content. Say, okay, who would be based on, you know, what marketers are being Googled and keyword searches, and say, okay, well, who would be the best interviews to actually have? So if you could tell me, okay, these are the 20 best interviews that I have. You know, then having some physical transcripts and things to kind of go with that. And then adding, the only other thing that I would add, you know, maybe a 30 or 40 page implementation guide or master marketer crash course or something like that to it, you would have a product.
And the product's done. I've got all the transcripts. I've got the 20 best recordings. I don't have a crash course, really, in how to do it, except put the CD in your CD player, and it opens up and it walks you through everything. There's all your recordings, and there's the descriptions of the recordings, and click what looks interesting to you, and always giving instructions in the recording, so the person I'm interviewing is giving instructions on how to. So,
what are the primary topics of the, are they general marketing topics, or what are the primary topics of the interviews?
There's interviews on copywriting, there's interviews on joint ventures, there's interviews on how to create a an information product from scratch, how to access, you know, your hidden information product within yourself. There's some money-making type interviews on how to sell trailer homes. I mean, you can read all the different topics up there on the
right
up there on that audio clip page. There's tons of them. Something that appeals to someone. There's something for everyone there. Now, that may be the problem. You know, you don't want to. It could be that CD, and what I did with eBay, I was using keywords, and I was selling the one CD, having a description of every recording, and using keywords to sell the CD. For instance, I did insurance agents, how to get more leads for your business. Well, my CD-ROM certainly covers that topic in more than one area. Then I would go Herbalife distributors, how to build a huge downline. Well, that
right.
CD, we talk about all those things. And they were selling on eBay. The problem is I was keyword spamming, and eBay doesn't allow a compilation like that to be sold on eBay, so they kept cutting out my auctions, and it's just too much time to mess with on eBay for that CD. I'm better off doing joint ventures.
Right.
That one product can be molded for any market. It could be molded to a market for new inventors. You know, think of all the thousands of people who file for a patent with these sham patent companies who have a product or an idea but have no idea how to market it. It could be the new inventor's marketing CD-ROM, because no matter what, how to get leads, how to get customers, how to create products, how to get sales, it's all covered in there. So really, the angle on your letter or your market, I think, will sell the CD. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But it could be broken down. It could be, you know, I could take the three recordings on copywriting, or I've got 3 one-hour recordings on joint ventures specifically, and
mm-hmm.
It can be molded to really anything we want, even with the change of a headline. Because you and I know, marketing is it's everything. Any of those headlines could be molded to a market or a specific niche, because it's all related. Anyway, it's just something to, you know, think about it. I don't know. You don't have to give me an answer now, but I wanted to throw it out at you. Time is my biggest problem right now.
Right.
As you probably know yourself. And, you know, Bill Myers, he teaches you, just say no, just say no. I mean, time is my biggest problem. You know, I work out of the house. I got 2 kids. I'd rather pay people to do it right. You know, I want someone who's skilled and knows what they're doing to implement this stuff.
You know, like I said, I would be interested. Just need you to tell me. I would really have to listen to it and listen to the CDs and really see. And also, what were the top 20 listened to CDs, recordings? And
yeah.
Then based on that,
what I can do, I'll go into my control panel and send you the top listen to recordings. Then go in,
look at that market, you know, and see, you know, okay, who's buying right now? And then based on who's buying, we can say, okay, yeah, you probably got something. But if there's a mismatch on the buying, see, there's the biggest challenge right now online with these, because see, the compilation CDs were selling good years ago. They basically had 1 or 2 good items on it and 25 duds. So a lot of people are reluctant, like the eBay Money CD that was out there one time.
Yeah.
That was a hot-selling CD for a while, but then it dried up because there was nothing to it.
Well, that's the thing. With my stuff, there is something to it. Every one of these recordings, there's something to it.
Right.
It's just not a, you know, there may be 1 or 2 that aren't the great, but I could pick you 20 hot recordings. I mean,
right.
I know which ones are hot because people ask me, they go, how can I get in touch with that person? Or they, you know, they inquire about it. Or my recordings sell products. You know, I've got a recording with a guy named Art Hamill, who was the dean of how to buy businesses, and he sold a course in the mid-80s for $400 or $500. And I bought his remaining courses that he had in his basement. I mean, these courses are from 1985, but they're still applicable today, and I did an hour recording with them. By the time people listen to that recording, they buy it from me off my site for $300.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these recordings, and now my current and future recordings, are all designed to sell something, you know?
Right.
Rarely will I do a recording that there's nothing to sell at the end, whether it's consulting or a product or a service or whatever. But there's still information packed.
Right.
You know? So that's why it's worth it to me if I can get the CD out to thousands of people through ClickBank and pay you 100% of the front end. If people listen to it, there's going to be sales for me down the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's worth it for me to give away everything. And I'd even consider covering your hard cost on the implementation of the site and all that, too.
Yeah, I would be interested because I think that, you know, there's a couple of different, you know, bundles that could be put together. I mean, for example, your Gary Halbert interviews, you could actually put together a specific Gary Halbert CD.
Right.
That could be one of the bonuses in the actual proposition.
Well, that one Gary Halbert, it's not an interview I did with him, but I have the resale rights of a product.
Uh-huh.
And so I was able to take that product. It was the Information Marketing Bootcamp, and that
right.
Gary Halbert recording is basically a promotion for the Information Marketing Bootcamp. But it allows me to have audio of Gary Halbert on my site legitimately.
Right.
But it's not an interview I did with him, you see?
Right. What about the John Coltrane interview?
The same thing. That's from the Information Marketing Bootcamp.
Right. Right.
So,
is there good information in the call?
Oh yeah.
In the recording?
Yeah. See, what I did, I took the recording, the digital recording from the boot camp, and then I edited it down to just the bare bones, you know, best stuff.
Right.
Where there's people talking and asking questions you can barely hear, I cut that stuff out. So I tighten it up the recordings through editing.
Right. Yeah, because if you got that, you know, those are tight. Like some of those, you know, big name people, you can actually use that as like a bonus. You know, well, you'll get this bonus, you know, download info and that kind of thing. Yeah, I would be interested, you know, because, Michael, I think that, you know, information sales and people, you know, a lot of people out there are looking for, you know, quality information products. And, you know, and people will, are really hot on audio-based products right now.
Just take it, you know, take 10 minutes, go to my site, read some of the testimonials.
Right.
And when you go fill out the form for my audio CD-ROM. Wait until you see the form. I get people fill this whole thing out. Wait until you see the questions I ask.
Yeah, I saw it.
I mean, you know, I tell people, don't fill it out if you're not, you know, you got to fill the thing out completely. I mean, I'm bribing them for a CD, but I'm getting some killer information. I mean, I got 1,000 of these, you know, I've sent out 1,000 of these CDs with this form.
So let me ask you something. Because one of the things that I was going to suggest to you is that you actually go back to the 1,000 people who've requested the free CD.
Right.
And offer them a turnkey money-making package that they could put onto the internet and sell the $97 package. Because since they're already raving fans of the CD, they could sell the $97 package and put, you know, 50% in their pocket as an affiliate.
Yeah, I can do that.
And build a huge, back. That would be stronger than even, you know, pursuing the JVs.
Right. Yeah,
because those people are already raving fans, and if you tell them, hey, look, here's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to, you know, for $50, I'm going to give you a turnkey personalized package, hosting included, a domain name included. So all you got to do is, you know, you get a unique domain name off of the main domain, and then all you got to do is, you know, promote this around to people.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to do that. If you set it up, I'll send out an email to all of them, or an audio postcard or whatever.
Yeah. Now, I would be interested in that, because I think that would jumpstart it faster than, because the JV route takes a long time to, but if you can jumpstart it, then you'll get the attention of potential JV partners.
I can get the attention. Once it's set up, I'll promote it.
What would you, I'm just thinking in terms of, I've got some time here in August that I wouldn't have otherwise.
All right.
I've got about 2 weeks. I decided I wasn't going to, we weren't going to go on vacation. We were going to wait till I was going to this seminar at the end of the year. But the thing of it is that...
Kind of just look around the site.
Let me take a look at it and send me the CD.
Okay, go in and fill the form out.
Okay.
Because I want you to experience what it's like too, filling the form out, and then it'll come to me and it'll automatically go out to you. And I'll get one out to you. Just go back to the site, to CD-ROM, and fill it out.
Okay, I'm glad we reconnected, man.
Yeah, me too.
I think there could be something to come out of it.
And if you can listen to the first 16 or 17 recordings on the audio clip page. You can download them if you want to.
But be sure to let me know what are the top 20 listen to.
All right, I will.
That's really important.
I'll send you the numbers to those. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, Ramon, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Michael.
If you go back to my site and in the products page along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.